Om Shanti. Today, Bap Dada is seeing his elevated Brahmin souls of all four directions.
Brahman.
Brahmin means the progeny. Brahmin means the mouth born progeny of Brahma. Is happy to see the fortune of every Brahmin child. Birth of every Brahmin child. A tilak is applied on the forehead of every Brahmin by Brahma. God Himself makes every Brahmin have a tilak on his forehead. Along with that, with the help of the Maha Mantra of Purity, every Brahmin soul is made to have a crown of light. Along with that,
Har Brahman Atma ko Vishwa Kalyan Kali Atma Banai.
Each Brahmin soul is made a world benefactor soul and is given the crown of responsibility. So you have a double crown.
One.
And God Himself makes you be seated on His heart throne. Therefore, at the time of your very birth, you are applied a tilak and you sit on the throne as well as get a crown. Such a type of fortune.
Koi atma ka.
No other soul gets at any time in the whole kalpa, in the entire kalpa, no one else gets so much elevated fortune as you get. Therefore, do you have the awareness of your elevated fortune that it is we Brahmins who from our birth itself become so fortunate? Symbol of the fortune of you elevated Brahmins is shown with Krishna by the people in the world. He is a world prince, and the sign of a kingdom is tilak, crown, and throne. But even he does not get all the three at the time. He does not get all the three in his childhood. But you Brahmin souls receive the tilak, crown, as well as the throne right at the time of your birth. It's only in the fortune of you Brahmin souls to receive all the three achievements from God the Father. Therefore, Bhagdada, was seeing that how great fortune the children, his children, have. Each the forehead of each Brahmin child is shining with the star of fortune. Are you also the star of on your forehead? Are you seeing it sparkling on your forehead? Or is it that sometimes it shines very brightly and sometimes the sparkle is lesser comparatively? Hope it's not like that. This star of fortune is a very unique star. Therefore, whenever Bap Dada looks at you, whenever he meets you, he sees the star of fortune shining on your forehead and expresses happiness and is happy.
Sitara. Jamati, jamati.
Why does the shine become less after it has sparkled
completely?
You know it very well. You know the reason very well.
Thank you. Most great be at this.
On seeing the chart of the children, Baba smiles.
Jabbi kisi se poocho.
Whenever someone is asked,
kya banna hai,
what do you wish to become? What is your aim? Then the majority of you give the same answer. I want to become number one. That is, I want to come first. I want to come in the Sun dynasty.
Chandravanshi. Raja Ram Sita Bimani Rajati.
You are not ready to even become Sri Ram and Sri Sita of the Moon Dynasty.
Lekan. Jabal Lakshya.
However,
Surya Vanshi number one guy.
As your aim is to be first in the Sun dynasty, number one in the first dynasty,
Lakshya.
Then it is necessary that even your activity should be according to that of the Sun dynasty. If your aim is
Artha
to come in the Sun dynasty,
Sada
means
Vijayika.
It is the aim is to become constantly victorious. Number one in the Sun dynasty.
Nishani Santa Vijay
means always victorious. This is the Sun. The degrees of the Sun don't increase or decrease. The Sun rises and sets. But
Chandravanshi Bhavi,
like the moon, its degree, its degrees don't decrease.
Surya Vanshi ki nishani.
Therefore, the sign of the Sun dynasty is to be
Ars.
always in a stable stage and always victorious. Main dynasty is called the Kshatriya, the warrior clan. In the life of a warrior, there is sometimes victory and sometimes defeat also. Sometimes an embodiment of success and sometimes an embodiment of labor. To battle means to labor. The degrees of the one of the Moon Dynasty keep fluctuating. This is why make your aim and the qualifications alike. As you have kept the aim of becoming equal to the Father, becoming like the Father, as each child says when asked, what do you want to become? He says, I want to become like the Father. Father is a natural embodiment of victory. If there isn't a stable stage, then
number one,
will you be able to become number one, or will you be number wise? One is to be number one, and the other is to be number wise. So ask yourself,
number one,
am I number
one,
or am I in the list of those who are number wise? Number one means
far long. Brahma.
The one who follows Brahma Father. Baptada tells you the easy method. That it is it. Needs less effort to follow someone. Just follow the footstep of Brahma Father. That is every action which Brahma Father did represents a footstep. So it is easy to follow the footsteps, is it not? You don't have to find a new path. You have to just put your foot on Brahma's footstep. That's all. Whatever task you do, whether it is the task of thinking through the mind, or it's the task of speaking or coming in words, or it is the task of performing actions or coming in contact and relationship. But before performing any task, think. I, the Brahmin soul, am performing this task. Whether I, the Brahmin soul who is performing this task, is this task like that of the Father's task? Is it like Brahma's task? What were the thoughts of Brahma Father?
Or mera sankalp. Usi parman hai.
And are my thoughts like that of Brahma Baba? Are my words like the words of Brahma Baba? If they are not, then I should not speak such words. I should not think those thoughts. I should not perform those actions. It shouldn't be that. That Brahma Baba's step is of one type and the step of the children is of another type. If that is so, then how can you fulfill the aim of becoming like Brahma Baba? If you put your foot on Brahma Baba's footstep and keep on following in this way, then first of all, you will experience yourself to be an easy effort maker. That is, efforts will become easy to make. And you will experience the destination of perfection to be very close to you. To be like Brahma Baba means to reach the destination of perfection.
Was
Brahma Father is invoking all of you children for you to become complete angels. The sound or the song of invocation of Brahma Baba. Can you not hear the song or the sound of invocation of Brahma Baba? Come, children, sweet children. Come quickly. These words or song, are they not being heard by you? Can you not hear these words or the song? Hear Brahma Baba's voice, catch his voice. Brahma Baba is saying, children, Brahma Baba is saying that children are thinking too much about the year 99. They are wondering what will happen in that year, whether this will happen or that will happen. Will this happen or not happen? Children are engrossed in these type of thoughts. Hope this won't happen. Sometimes you think this might happen, and sometimes you think this might not happen. So this might happen or might not happen. This is a song you keep on singing. However,
Sampuran is से आगे बढ़ने का।
However, you think less about becoming a perfect angel or making fast efforts to reach that destination or to go towards that destination quickly. Instead, you sing the song of whether this will happen or not happen. Might happen, might not happen. This is what you think. Baba says,
"Kuch bhi hoga.
Let anything happen. What is your aim? Let anything happen. But what is your aim? Is your aim to see all that, to hear all that, or to become like an angel like Brahma Baba? What is your aim? To hear all those things, to see those things, is that your aim? Or is your aim to become like Brahma Baba? Have you made preparations for that already? The preparation of becoming like Brahma Baba? Even if nature tries to show its different forms, but you become an angel. That is, become angelic like Brahma Baba and be ready to watch any scenes happening in nature. You have to become free from the influence of matter and become an angel. Therefore, ask yourself, have I become that? Have I become an angel free from the influence of matter? Are you preparing for making your stage become like that? That is becoming an angel? Or are you engrossed in thinking of what will happen, whether this will happen or whether that will happen? Let any situation come in front of you. But you at that time are the master of nature. But you as the master of nature on the seat of the master of nature at that time, or will you get upset at that time? Oh, what has happened? This has happened, that has happened. Will you become busy in trying to get news of what has happened? Or will you be stabilized in the stage of perfection? In spite of the upheaval in nature, will you be able to observe that as if it is like a cloud which has come and will pass away? Will you experience this at that time, or will you come under fluctuation? Therefore, Brahma, Baba, is asking his children, asking his children,
have you become an angel? Is this stage constant? Because you have to attain the angelic stage whilst being in your corporeal form. That is, you have to experience your angelic form whilst you are in your corporeal form. Because you may say that, Baba, you are already angelic. You are in your angelic form, so make me also in my angelic form like you. Then I can experience the angelic stage constantly. But Brahma Baba says, first of all, ask yourself. First of all, ask yourself. That, as Baba has put on my head the crown of responsibility of giving benefit to the whole world, have I fulfilled that? Have I completed my task of the responsibility given to me of doing world benefit? Is the task of world benefit complete? Has it completed? Brahma Baba became angelic, an angel, in order to make the children do the task of world benefit with fast speed. So Brahma Baba became instrumental for that, and this is why he relinquished his mortal coil, his physical body, so that he could do it in a faster speed through his angelic stage. And the proof of that is visible, is it not? in all four directions, whether it is in this land, Bharat, or in foreign lands. How through Brahma Baba's angelic stage, the speed of service has increased tremendously, and it will increase more and more. It was Brahma Baba who had to become the instrument for making the speed of service become faster. But it's not Brahma Baba alone who's going to claim the throne or rule the kingdom. Along with him, the children also have to claim the throne. This is why Baba has made you, who are in your corporeal forms, instruments. But at the end, you will have to experience your angelic stage whilst being in your corporeal form and do world service with fast speed. So that the task of establishment is completed and you attain perfection. Brahma Baba says, should Baba finish the task of establishment in the year 1999? then Baba can just clap to nature,
come on,
nature, start your work.
Yeah.
And nature is already ready to start, it's just waiting for the signal. Should Baba do that?
Finish this, Saman. Double light.
Have you become double light?
One green.
Like an angel already?
Come see.
At least 108 should become constantly victorious. At least 108 should become constantly victorious. That is, they should be free from negativity as well as waste thoughts, words and actions. That is, whilst coming in contact and relationship, they should pass completely. Wastage and negativity, these two things are like a burden which do not allow you to experience your angelic stage constantly. Therefore, Brahma Baba is asking, are you free from this burden? Have you lightened, made yourself light from this burden and become an angel? If not more, then at least 108 should become like that. So even if 108 become angels constantly,
Anubhav
That is, they get the experience of being light like an angel constantly. Then it can be said that they have become like Brahma Baba. Therefore, Baba is asking, should Baba give a signal to nature? Should Baba do it in 99? Or should he do it in 2000? Should he do it in 2001? When should Baba give a signal to nature to start its job, its task? What are you thinking? Because is it that when Baba will clap, then you will be saved? No, sorry. I think Baba says that when if Baba claps, then things will start. What do you think? Or will you become perfect when Baba will clap? What are you thinking? What will happen? Should Baba signal nature? Should Baba clap? Make a sound to nature? Nature is ready. Should Baba, are you ready too? Should Baba test you? Should Baba test you? Baba is asking, should Baba take your test? Should Baba take your test? Say yes or no, yes or no. The teachers say, should Baba take your test? Again, Baba is repeatedly asking, should Baba take your test? You'll have to leave everything. You'll have to leave everything. Are you ready? Should Baba take your test? Even those who are Madhuban Nivasis will have to leave Madhuban. Those who are in Gyan Sarovar, they'll have to leave Gyan Sarovar. Those who are living in centers, they'll have to leave their centers. Those who are living in foreign lands, they'll have to leave their foreign lands. Are you ready? Are you ever ready? Are you ever ready? Say yes. If you are ever ready, then raise your hand. Baba says, clap with one hand, and they don't understand. They still can clap with two hands. So, should Baba test you? Should Baba announce tomorrow? Or will you say that, okay, let me go back to my place and just make things all right, and then I'm ready. You have to be ever ready right now, even away from your office, away from your bed, away from your clothes, even your cupboard. Maybe many treasures in your cupboard, so Baba is using the word cupboard. You shouldn't say, Baba, I have some work to do, let me go for 2 days and I'll be back. Order is order. Are you ready? Say, think and say. Otherwise, tomorrow, if you say yes, then tomorrow you will get an order where to go. Should Baba order? Are you ready? Are you ready?
But I am not sitting out.
You're not saying with that courage. You're still thinking. You're thinking that maybe I should get one more day. Hope this does not happen in my absence. Hope that does not happen in my absence. You should not think even that. Everything will work. When Brahma Baba transferred, that is, he surrendered himself, did he think that what will happen if I surrender? What will happen in my absence? What if this happens or that happens? Did he think? Did he say, at least let me go and give one instruction and then I'll be back? He did everything instantly. So you have to be ready like Brahma Baba. You get an order and you leave and it's left behind. That's what it should be. Should Baba do that? Should Baba create some upheaval? Well, this is what is going to happen. Baba is telling you that this is what is going to happen. The order will come. You will not be asked for the date for the order. It will happen all of a sudden. Come immediately, go immediately. The order will be given. This is called to become double light angel. You get an order and you start. You go. Just as when death comes, it is like an order. At that time, do they think that should I not see my center? Should I not check my cupboard? Should I not check my area? Or should I not see my students? These days there is a lot of problem of areas. This is my area of service. Can there be limited areas for a world benefactor? You'll have to leave everything. This also is body consciousness. Well, just the awareness of the body is something very low, very light, but the body consciousness and the ego of the body, this is very subtle. So awareness, consciousness is very low, but the ego is subtle. Mine, this is mine. This is the ego of the body. Whenever it is said, this is mine, then there definitely is ego. Whether it is the ego of one speciality, you may say, this is my speciality, this is my quality, my qualification, my service. All these different types of my are ego. You should think it is an offering of God. If you consider an offering of God to be yours, then that is the ego of the body. Therefore, to renounce this ego is to become complete. This is why when you describe an angel, you say angel means the one who neither has the consciousness of the body nor the ego of the body. Nor the different relationships with different things, all physical relationships finish. So, will you prepare in this way? Hear, listen to Brahma Baba's voice attentively. Pay attention to Brahma Baba's voice. Brahma Baba is invoking you. Baba says that it is very easy to beat the drum of the end, whenever Baba wants, he can do it. For that, at least 900,000, the population of the beginning of Satyug, should be ever ready. Though they may be number wise, of course number one will be few, but at least 108 should be number one, 16,000 number two, and 900,000 number three. So at least these many should become ready. So the first number 108, second number to 16,000, and third number to 900,000. The kingdom must be ready. Noticed in the result that presently
Mayaka Swarupa Nikita Orphanat.
That in majority there is negativity, that is, there are negative thoughts and waste thoughts. This is what Baba has noticed. The stage of a world benefactor is to have an unlimited attitude, unlimited vision. And unlimited stage. Unlimited attitude, vision and stage. In the attitude, there shouldn't be any negative or waste thought or feeling about feeling for any soul. That negative form to change that negative form is something else, but If someone himself has a negative attitude, will not be able to change anyone's negative attitude into a positive one. So Baba was saying to change someone's negative attitude is another thing, is one thing, but if someone himself has a negative attitude, he cannot change anyone's negative attitude. Therefore, each one of you have to do your subtle checking. Whether in your attitude, vision, towards all is constantly unlimited and beneficial. There shouldn't be even the slightest feeling of limits or of harming that is, there shouldn't be limitedness in thoughts, words and actions. Even in the subtlest forms it shouldn't be there. Because if something is merged even in the most subtlest form, the sign of that at a particular time or at the time of any problem, that subtle thing which is merged comes to the exterior, comes out, it gets emerged. It's not visible otherwise, but at a particular time it gets emerged. And then you begin to think that, oh, this one is like that. Or this thing is because of this. This person is like that. So you may say it's the person is like that, or the situation is like that, or this thing is like that, but actually it's not that which is a problem, but it's my stage which is not in the unlimited form. That's what I have to check first. Therefore, check your own mistake. Did you understand? Don't see anything else or anyone else but see yourself. Now in the year 99, you will have to have a determination in you, that is, you have to keep telling yourself again and again that I have to become like the Father, I have to become like Brahma Baba. I have to follow the footsteps of Brahma Baba. All of you love Brahma Baba very much, don't you? Then the one for whom you have love is followed also. I have to become like the Father. Come what may, this should be your determination. Is it okay? Will all of you be ready in the year 99? At the end of the year 99, you still have one more year. Don't think this happened, that happened. Well, that is bound to happen. If you know it, that it's going to happen. But I have to become, I must become an angel like Brahma Baba. This should be your determined thought. You have to do it, is it not? All of you have to do it, is it not? Will you be able to do it? Will you become ready in 1 year? Or will you be ready in half a year? Can you be ready in that time? Actually, Brahma Baba is waiting for you in order to receive you, in order to see you in your perfect form. Even nature is waiting for you. Can you become ever ready in 6 months? Okay, if you are not able to do it in 6 months, you'll be given 1 year. You have 1 year. You have to remain stable in the midst of fluctuations and upheavals. Don't forget your aim, the aim of becoming like Brahma Baba, complete like Brahma Baba. Let anything happen, but I have to become like Brahma Baba. Even Brahmins may come to shake you. Brahmins may become obstacles in front of you. But I have to become like Brahma Baba. This is your determined thought. Do you like this? Do you like this? So, raise your hand if you like it. You like this idea? Do you like this idea? Those sitting on the sofa, do you like this idea? Raise your hand. Those sitting in the front row, do you like it? Everyone is nodding his head. Yes, do you all like this idea? Do all of you like the idea? Teachers, do you like this idea? That you'll be ready in a year's time? Raise your hand, all of you. Yes. Everyone raise your hand. Everyone raise your hand. Don't blow your hand till Baba tells you. Keep your hand raised. Everyone, keep your hand raised. Take your hand away from your shawl and raise it. Everyone raise your hand. Now your video is being taken and this will be sent to all the centers. Keep your hand raised till Baba tells you to put it down. Has the photo been taken? Now you can lower your hand. In this movie, someone can also be missed, but not in the movie which has been taken in the subtle regions. In that, no one is missed out. Okay, Baba says, in 1 second, right now, can all of you become bodiless? Can you become bodiless in 1 second right now? Okay, right now itself. Become bodiless. Experience your bodiless stage. So we can see how Baba is conducting a spiritual drill, and there is pin drop silence. It's a very powerful atmosphere Baba is giving drishti to everyone. Everything has like come to a stand still. This is what Baba expects us to experience even at the time of upheaval. Okay. Yes, now come back in your body. Come back in your body, Baba is saying. Baba is continuing to give drishti. There's a very sweet smile on Baba's face. Baba is happy to see the efforts being made by the children. Okay, again become bodiless in a second. Again, become bodiless in a second, once again. So Baba is doing this spiritual drill with us. In a second, go beyond and then come back into the body. We can see there is pin drop silence once again. Every sound is heard. Baba says, okay. In this way, during the whole day, from time to time, even for 1 second, do this practice again and again. Keep practicing this again and again. Then you will form a habit. Baba has again gone into silence. Baba is teaching us how to practice going beyond. In a second, going beyond sound, going beyond body consciousness. And again, a very powerful atmosphere all around.
Sarva.
Okay. To all the elevated Brahmin souls, to all the obedient children who follow Brahma Father's footsteps. To all the close souls who are constantly in the stage of an angel, to all the unshakable, immovable souls who become the masters of nature and who watch every scene of nature as detached observers. All the fortunate children who keep an unlimited attitude and vision and stage. Bap Dada's Yad Pyar. And Namaste. All those who are sitting at a distance in this hall, or maybe in this country, in Bharat, or in foreign lands, wherever they are, to all those children also, special Yad Pyar. Not in this hall, Baba meant to all those children who are at a distance physically, whether in this land or in foreign lands, to them also Yaad Pyar, because Baba's Murli is being heard today in many countries.